All right, hey guys, last week we started a new series that was called Out of This World. It's a 3-week series, and this morning is kind of the middle in that series, okay? Now, last week we talked about what does it look like to have dual citizenship, okay? And some of you were like, dual citizenship? What in the world is he talking about? We talked about what does it look like to live in like a completely different country, but yet still represent the country that we're from, okay? Like, what does that look like? And what Paul writes in Philippians that we talked about last week is that we're actually called to be citizens of earth, totally. We live here, right? Like, you live here, yes, you're on this earth. Okay, great. But we're also called to be citizens of heaven, which is actually where we're from, okay? And so we talked a little bit about that. What does that look like to live as dual citizens of both heaven and earth? And today, we're going to talk about one way that we can actually live that out. Like, one way that we actually make that happen, okay? And we're going to talk about that this morning. But first, what I want to do is I want to take a selfishness test. Okay, a selfishness test. So some of you are like, oh no. How we're going to do this selfishness test is I'm going to ask a series of questions. If you answer yes, I want you to stand up. If you answer no, you can stay seated. And then after the question is done, everyone sits back down so that we can answer each question honestly, okay? Sound good? All right, so the first question. Everyone's like, man, this is going to be crazy. Okay, first question. Have you ever cut in line? Stand up if your answer is yes. Okay, awesome. Yes, I think I have every sixth grade guy and leader standing right now. It's awesome. Aaron, you've never cut in line? Oh my goodness, what? She stands up. Okay, everyone sit back down. Awesome. Next question. Would you eat the last slice of pizza? Yes. Okay, all right. I got some leaders standing up too on this. Okay. Sit back down. Awesome. Okay, next question. Have you ever checked Instagram or played Candy Crush while your friend was telling you a story? Okay, a little bit less. That's better. David, you've done that? Candy Crush. It gets me every time. Yes, okay, sit right down. Awesome. That's great. Okay, have you ever found money and immediately kept it? Like, not a hesitation, keeping it. Yep. Okay, who in here has found more than $20 before? Who in here has found more than 50? Who in here has found more than 100? Colby, you found more than $100 once? How much did you find? Oh my gosh! That's crazy.
I found a $50.
Goodness. Okay, sit down. Okay, I got one. How about this? Do you ever try to get to the TV first so you can decide what to watch? Yes. Awesome. Nice. Very cool. Or what to play, maybe. What to play. Okay. Very cool. Okay, sit back down. Very cool. Had a lot standing up there. All right, last question. Have you ever said something mean about someone else so you would look better? This is a tough one. Yeah. All right. Very cool. All right, thank you guys so much for being courageous, admitting that we're all selfish. It's true, right? Oftentimes, we are all selfish at different times, at different ways. We all have selfish ambitions. We all have that because that is part of our human nature. Being selfish is something that is part of human nature. In fact, I don't think anyone in history could possibly say, hey, I have lived my whole life and I was never selfish, right? I don't think anyone could ever say that. Oftentimes, we make our decisions in life through the lens of, how does this affect me? That's how we make our decisions. Or maybe it's through the decision lens of, will I have fun? If I do this, will I have fun? Maybe that's how we make our decisions. Or maybe it's, how does this help or hurt me? Right? Like, how does this help me in life? How does this help or even hurt me in life? But here's the thing. Out of this world thinking is different than that. Thinking out of this world, thinking about two different worlds, it's different than that. And how we're going to figure that out, how we're going to look at that is we're going to look in Scripture. And so if you guys have Bibles, great. If you don't have Bibles at your group, go ahead and grab some. There's a Bible cart up here and there's a Bible cart right up here. Go ahead and grab a bunch of Bibles. And when you get those, turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, and we'll be at verse 1. Chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Awesome. Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to start at verse 1 this morning. Awesome. If you guys are there, go ahead and you can like raise your Bible up real quick and then put it back down. Awesome. Cool. That lets me know you're there. I'll answer that in a minute. Totally. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 1, it's towards the back of the Bible. I'm going to start reading. If you're still flipping there, that's totally okay. You will get there in a minute, okay? Paul is writing to this church, and we talked a little bit about them last week. He's writing, and he says this. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with his Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. And this is where it gets really good, right here. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Now, I know some of you are reading this, and you're looking at this, and you're like, hey, this is written by some guy who's 2,000 years old. Yes, it is. It's written by a guy named Paul who's 2,000 years old. And you're looking at this and he's like, man, he knew nothing about my middle school. He knew nothing about my middle school because impressing others is like the point of middle school, right? Right? Like impressing other people is like totally like my purpose in life as a 7th or an 8th or a 6th grader, right? Like that's what I live for. And so clearly, Paul here never went to middle school. Right? Because he does not get that at all. And you know what? You're right. Maybe you look around at your school and you're like, man, everyone is so aimed at just impressing each other. Right? Everyone is so selfish because all they want to do is impress each other. But out of this world thinking is about how does this affect others? In everything we do, in every decision we make, it's transitioning from the how does this help me to asking this question first. How does this affect others? How does this decision affect other people? And it's making that transition. And I know in middle school where everyone else is not living that heavenly world perspective, everyone's just living for themselves and living very selfishly, it's really hard to start bringing that into the situation. But it's critical. Here's why it's critical. Okay, I'm going to continue to read. Okay, starting at verse 5, I'm going to pick it back up, okay? Check this out. This is like the coolest thing ever. It says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature, God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. Jesus came down as God and was made as a human. He humbled himself. And it goes on, it says, and being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and he gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our reason to be selfless, if you're asking that, like, hey, I have no reason to be selfless, right? Like, if there's no purpose for me to not be selfish, then I'm just going to be selfish all I want, right? Because there's no purpose. The purpose for it, like the hook, the reason, is that every day we get to go out and we get to be Jesus. Every day we get to go out and we get to represent God. And when we're selfless, we get to be Jesus in those situations. How cool is that? Like you get to go out and act and be Jesus every day. You get to be selfless just like him. And maybe you're thinking, you know what? Okay, so I get to be Jesus. That's cool and all. But people aren't going to notice it, right? Like people aren't going to notice whenever I'm selfless, right? Usually people notice selfishness. That's kind of what we notice. We oftentimes don't notice selflessness. And maybe you're right. I'm kind of pessimistic myself, right? So maybe you're right. Maybe they won't notice you a lot of times. That's true. About 9 out of 10 times, they probably won't notice that you're being selfless. Your parents might not notice that you're being selfless when you do something at home. Your siblings probably most definitely won't notice, especially right off the bat, you being selfless, okay? Oftentimes we look at and we see selfishness. But if you never start being selfless, if you never start representing Jesus, then they're never gonna see it, okay? And if even they see the glimpse of it 1 out of 10 times, it was worth doing the 10 times. Does that make sense? So even if they see it just the 1 out of 10 times, it was worth doing the 10 times, okay? Just because they don't see it 9 out of 10 times doesn't give you the reason or the excuse, hey, there's no point for me to be selfless. There's no point for me to represent Jesus or act like Jesus. Now you guys are gonna jump into groups for about 20 minutes. You're gonna have time to process this and actually start putting some names and ideas together of, hey, how have I been selfish? And then also starting to put together some names and ideas of, hey, how can I be more selfless? This week, moving on, how can I represent the kingdom of heaven on earth by being selfless? How can I be Jesus every day on earth? How can I do that? And you guys are gonna start to process that a little bit more in groups, okay? That's where you come up with your answers. But as you jump into groups, I want you to think about this. How have I been looking out for myself and how can I pay attention to others? That can be a big deal or that can be a small thing, okay? Big thing or small thing. But how have I been looking out for myself and how can I start to pay attention to others, okay? I'm gonna have you guys go ahead and start groups for about 20 minutes, then we